USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American woman caught up in the Afghanistan evacuation blunder makes a desperate plea to President Biden on Fox News.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger. Mr. President, please help us.
Republican Congresswoman from West Virginia, Carol Miller, on Tuesday.
It's our job to make sure that the administration understands how important it is to bring our people home. Americans don't leave Americans on the ground. I'm sure the people at the White House are feeling these same things, but they're trying to be upbeat and positive, but they've got to, in their heart of hearts, feel the same fear and the anxiety that we are hearing.
Biden says all Americans will be out by 31 August. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Genesis 2 Project, G2P. Recently, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made in understanding any threats. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist who has been working with G2P to bring scientifically sound UAP data to the public.
G2P has released the first scientifically authenticated documentation of UAPs, including images captured with infrared technology. Primo Forensics performed the digital forensic analysis.
In tandem with the ODNI report, these data support the development of relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and government personnel upon encountering UAP. Visit Genesis2Project.com.
The Supreme Court in a 6-3 vote on Tuesday said the Biden administration must reinstate the Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The highest court in the land said the administration failed to show a likelihood of success on the claim that the memorandum rescinding the migrant protection protocols was not arbitrary. House Democrats on Tuesday approved a roughly $3.5 trillion social spending package, only after Democrats were assured the smaller partisan infrastructure bill received a September vote. Democrat representative from Oregon, Kurt Schrader, on PBS.
The big win today for America is the infrastructure bill stands on its own 2 feet, has a date certain by which we're going to vote for it.
The social spending package had zero Republican support in a 220-212 vote. A monkey-loving woman has been banned from visiting a male chimpanzee at a zoo in Antwerp, Belgium, after officials declared the relationship unhealthy for the chimp. Adi Timmermans told a Belgian TV station, saying the chimp is her soulmate. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Americans wait and see if our brothers and sisters can be rescued from Afghanistan, the women of Afghanistan have already lost. Former Inside Edition producer Laura Trump on Fox News says all Americans should be appalled by America's lackadaisical leadership.
Yeah, it is absolutely devastating, and it's thanks to Joe Biden and the Biden administration that every woman and girl in Afghanistan has just lost their fundamental basic human rights. We are talking about girls as young as 9 years old being subjected to arranged marriages. We are talking about brutality, torture, rape, and if they don't fully comply with what the Taliban want, then they're just simply killed. We've already seen it happen. And look, I don't know who needs to hear this. Perhaps it is our federal government and the Biden administration, but the Taliban is a barbaric terrorist organization. The fact that we are in any way, shape, or form considering legitimizing them at all, especially as the government of a country, is mind-boggling to me. I had incredibly low expectations as to how Joe Biden would be as president of the United States. He has surpassed even my lowest expectation at this point. Every American should be shocked and shaken to our core by what we have seen happen under Joe Biden in such a short amount of time. God bless all of those people in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.